Water is the lifeblood of our planet, constantly flowing from one body to the next. From the moment it flows out of our faucet, it journeys its way through the labyrinth of pipes, undergoing all sorts of treatments before it is released back out. But water is a precious resource, and too much of it is being wasted already from inadequate treatment facilities. I'm Christy Eye, and today we're going to be following the flow of water and where all the wastewater goes to be treated, recycled, and reused. It seems like a silly question, but where does the water go after you flush the toilet or drain the sinks in your home? Well, usually it flows to a wastewater treatment facility where it is treated to reduce or remove pollutants. The treated wastewater is then released into local waterways where it is used again for any number of purposes such as irrigating crops and sustaining aquatic life. But recently, California became the second state behind Colorado to allow wastewater from showers and even toilets to be purified into drinking water. Many areas in the West already use treated wastewater for outdoor irrigation or to replenish underwater aquifers, where water is further cleansed as it percolates through the soil. But the idea of sending treated wastewater directly to homes has long struggled to overcome the ick factor in California. This toilet-to-tap idea is still a big ick factor for many residents, including myself, but apparently now, advances in water purification technology have made it so that recycled wastewater can be brought up to drinking standards in a matter of hours and pumped back into the pipes that supply homes, schools, and businesses with drinking water. Wastewater management is more than just pipes and treatment plants. They're an integral part of our societal structure. Years ago, when sewage was dumped into waterways, you had a natural purification process because the sheer volume of clean water in the streams dilute the waste. Bacteria and other small organisms in the water consume the sewage and other matter. But today, higher population and greater volume of domestic and industrial wastewater requires that communities give nature a helping hand. Wastewater treatment basically speeds up the natural processes by which water is purified. There are two basic stages in the treatment of water. In the primary treatment phase, sewage flows through a screen which removes large floating objects such as rags and non-biodegradables that might clog up pipes. It then passes through a grit chamber where sand, small stones, and grit settle to the bottom. The sewage then flows to a sedimentation tank where suspended biosolids will sink to the bottom and will be used for fertilizer. It then goes through a secondary treatment phase where it removes about 85% of organic matter. The sewage is pumped through a trickling filter, which is simply a bed of stones about 6 feet deep, through which sewage passes. Bacteria gather and multiply on these stones until they can consume most of the organic matter. The cleaner water trickles through the pipes for further treatment, where the bacteria is then removed with chlorine. However, new pollution problems have now placed additional burdens on wastewater treatment systems. Today, we have pollutants such as heavy metals, chemical compounds, and toxic substances that are more difficult to remove from water. Rising demand on the water supply only aggravates the problems as well. To remove new pollutants, we require advanced waste treatment techniques such as carbon absorption, distillation, and reverse osmosis that are way more expensive to build and operate. And now we're joined by Dr. Malin Shah, Chief Scientist at Wastewater Research at Envirotech. What are the economic consequences of inadequate wastewater management on communities and cities?
The economic consequences of inadequate wastewater management on communities and cities can be severe. Pollution of water sources leads to health hazards, increasing healthcare costs, and reducing workforce productivity. Additionally, contaminated water sources can damage agriculture and fisheries, impacting food security and livelihoods. Moreover, untreated wastewater can harm tourism and property values, deterring investment and hindering economic growth. Overall, the lack of proper wastewater management poses significant financial burdens on both local economies and governments.
Can you share examples where insufficient investment in wastewater infrastructure led to significant economic losses or public health challenges?
Inefficient investment in wastewater infrastructure has led to numerous examples of significant economic losses and public health challenges. For instance, in developing countries like India and Bangladesh, inadequate wastewater treatment has resulted in widespread waterborne diseases, imposing substantial healthcare costs and reducing workforce productivity. In cities like Flint, Michigan, USA, where aging infrastructure caused late contamination in the water supply, there were both health crises and economic repercussions, including decreased property values and increased healthcare expenses. These examples underscore the critical need for robust investment in wastewater infrastructure to safeguard both public health and economic well-being.
And how can investments in sustainable wastewater solutions contribute to both environmental and economic benefits?
Investment in sustainable wastewater solutions offer a dual benefit of environmental preservation and economic prosperity. Implementing technologies like wastewater recycling and decentralized treatment systems reduces pollution, conserves water resources, and mitigates ecological damage, fostering environmental sustainability. Now, simultaneously, these investments create job opportunities in the green sector, stimulate innovation, and enhance local infrastructure, leading to long-term economic growth. By prioritizing sustainable wastewater management, communities can achieve a harmonious balance between environmental stewardship and economic development.
Are there successful case studies where cities or industries have realized substantial economic returns through investments in wastewater management?
Yeah, definitely. Several cities and industries have demonstrated significant economic returns through investment in wastewater management. For example, Copenhagen, Denmark, transformed East Harbor from a polluted waterway into a thriving recreational area, attracting tourists and boosting property values after investing in advanced wastewater treatment technologies. Similarly, industries such as breweries and textile manufacturers have reduced water consumption and operational costs by implementing efficient wastewater recycling system, leading to improved profitability and sustainability. These case studies highlight the potential for substantial economic returns when prioritizing smart investment in wastewater management.
And what challenges are there to integrate sewage systems into urban planning?
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges. Integrating sewage systems into urban planning poses several challenges. Firstly, the existing infrastructure may be outdated or insufficient to accommodate growing populations and urban expansions, requiring costly upgrades or expansions. Secondly, coordinating between various stakeholders, including municipal authorities, engineers, and environmental agencies, can be complex and time-consuming. Additionally, land constraints and conflicting interests may hinder the optimal placement of sewage infrastructure, necessitating innovative solutions and community engagement to overcome these challenges. Finally, ensuring sustainable and resilient sewage systems amidst climate change impacts such as sea level rise and extreme weather events adds another layer of complexity to urban planning efforts.
And now, how do different countries approach wastewater management, and are there lessons that can be learned from international practice?
See, different countries approach wastewater management through a variety of strategies, depending on factors like population density, economic resource, and environmental priorities. Some nations prioritize centralized treatment plants and strict regulations, while others focus on decentralized systems or natural solutions like constructed wetlands. International practices offer valuable lessons in terms of technology, adoption, policy formulation, and community engagement. For instance, countries like the Netherlands excel in water reuse and flood management, showcasing the benefits of innovative approaches and collaboration between government, industry, and academia. So by studying and adapting successful practices from around the world, countries can enhance their wastewater management strategies and address global water challenges more effectively.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mullen, but please stick around. Chief Scientist Dr. Mullen Shaw will be with us after the break. And when we come back, what does it cost to build a water treatment facility? We'll have more after the break.
In the year of 1954, the United States of America engaged in warfare against the people of Vietnam. The White House supported the corrupt puppet government of Southern Vietnam. In 1965, Americans began their invasion following the aim to defeat the forces of Vietnamese patriots. The Pentagon was confident that the victory would be on the American side due to its military superiority. However, the Vietnamese turned this war into total hell for the occupants. Unable to cope with the guerrillas, the American Army started blanket bombing alongside using chemical weapons and napalm, which burnt all alive. The village of My Lai, where in 1969 American soldiers killed 504 civilians, including 210 children, became a tragic symbol of this war. All in all, during the whole period of this conflict, the USA dropped on Vietnam more than 6 million tons of bombs, which is 2.5 times as much as on Germany during the Second World War. In 1973, the American Army, under the pressure of the rebels, withdrew from Vietnam, and only 2 years later did the puppet regime in Saigon fall. However, the Vietnamese paid a high price for their freedom. More than 1 million Vietnamese people became the victims of American aggressors.
There's no end in sight over how you're going to continue to destroy the earth.
It's the case of the madness of the people.
I tried to go to the gym, but I'm certainly not ready to fight Russia.
This is all so absurd.
This is third world lunacy.
Brainwashing.
As Ursula von der Leyen likes to say, we have the tools.
Why don't we just start with stability and business deals?
What planet are you living on, man?
We have very good propaganda in our press here in Europe.
I think we don't know the aftermath.
Anytime that you're not allowed to ask questions, you should ask all of the questions.
The more questions asked, the better the answers will be.
Задолбала эта война, надоели эти прилеты. Когда они от нас уйдут, когда они перестанут нас бомбить? Она подскакивала, у нее слезы, у нее утакут. Когда мы поедем с тобой в аквапарк? Когда мы поедем с тобой в парк?
Витя, пойдем в зоопарк.
Львы не капусту любят.
Кис-кис-кис.
Это с Мариуполя тигры. Это с Горловки медведь. Когда приезжают сюда детки, они такие счастливые. Видят, погладить там ту пони или ламу.
Смотрим на зверюшек, кормим их.
Но мне больше всего нравятся собачки.
Я люблю лошадей, медведей.
За 10 лет от этих снарядов детки нервные. И вот хочется, чтобы они приезжали, как терапия.
Water treatment centers are expensive and often cost about $12 million for each million gallons per day of average flow you expect to go through the plant. In Los Angeles, they are currently building a $500 million advanced water purification facility to achieve its vision of fully reusing its water supplies and supplying up to 200,000 customers in the San Fernando Valley. But the Middle East has emerged as a global leader in water innovation, particularly in the fields of desalinization, water and wastewater treatment, and the decarbonization of the water sector. The Middle East faces unique challenges when it comes to water scarcity, making it imperative for the region to develop groundbreaking solutions to sustain its growing population. Desalinization has become the cornerstone of the water supply in many Middle Eastern countries and has implemented cutting-edge technologies to purify and reuse wastewater, reducing the strain on freshwater resources. Advanced treatment processes include membrane filtration, biological treatment, and disinfection techniques that have been used to ensure the safe and efficient use of water. But meanwhile, in low-income areas, Inadequate wastewater management can lead to health risks, environmental degradation, and economic losses. Approximately 56% of the urban population in Africa and 26% in Central Southeast Asia lack access to private hygienic toilets. In underdeveloped and developing countries, less than 8% of wastewater is untreated. This untreated sewage and inadequately treated wastewater from industries continue to deplete water quality. In developing countries, each person produces, on average, 6 liters of toilet wastewater each day. That equates to nearly 14 billion liters of untreated, fecally contaminated wastewater created each day. So for reference, that's 5,600 Olympic-sized swimming pools. This leads to high pathogen concentrations, which could easily spread diseases. Approximately 1.45 million people die annually as a result of diarrhea alone, and at least 50% of these cases are caused by poor sanitation. In South Africa, rivers and bodies of water have been too polluted by sewage for use because wastewater facilities are failing to properly treat sewage before releasing it back into the environment. Chad, Congo, Somalia, and Sudan treat less than 5% of wastewater. So for this and more, let's bring in again Dr. Malin Shah, Chief Scientist at Wastewater Research at Envirotech. Now, Dr. Malin, in your opinion, which country has demonstrated the most effective and sustainable models for wastewater treatment?
Identifying a single country as having the most effective and sustainable model for wastewater treatment is challenging due to the diverse approaches and contextual factors involved. However, countries like Singapore stand out for their innovative and comprehensive wastewater management strategies. Singapore has implemented advanced technologies as New Water, which purifies wastewater to drinking water standards, and integrated approaches like the deep tunnel sewage system to optimize resource efficiency and environmental sustainability. Other countries with notable achievements in wastewater treatment include Denmark, the Netherlands, and Sweden, each renowned for their combination of cutting-edge technology, stringent regulations, and public engagement strategies.
And are there specific strategies or technologies that set these countries apart in terms of successful wastewater management?
Yeah, countries known for successful waste management like Singapore, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Sweden employ a combination of innovation strategies and technologies. These include advanced treatment processes such as membrane bioreactors and reverse osmosis for water reuse, coupled with efficient decentralized systems to minimize energy consumption and transport costs. Additionally, stringent regulations and proactive government policies incentivize compliance and derive continuous improvement in wastewater treatment standards. Moreover, public awareness campaigns and community engagement initiatives foster a culture of water conservation and environmental stewardship, enhancing the overall sustainability of these countries' wastewater management practices.
And what recent technological advancements have been particularly promising in the fields of purifying wastewater?
Yeah, there are so many recent technological advancements nowadays in wastewater purification have shown promising results in improving water quality and resource recovery. Membrane technologies such as forward osmosis and nanofiltration, bio-nanofiltration, offer efficient removal of contaminants while minimizing energy consumption. Advanced oxidation processes, including UV-based and electrochemical methods, effectively degrade organic pollutants and pathogens. Moreover, emerging technologies like microbial fuel cells and electrocoagulation demonstrate potential for simultaneous wastewater treatment and energy generation. These innovations pave the way for more sustainable and cost-effective approaches to wastewater purification, addressing pressing environmental and public health concerns. So these are the recent, technological advancements nowadays which are going on in waste management system.
And now, what unique challenges do developing countries face in investing and implementing effective wastewater treatment solutions?
Since last 15 years, I'm observing that people do not have much knowledge of wastewater microbiology. So they must have the knowledge of wastewater microbiology, how to treat wastewater, when to treat, and what are the critical parameters to sort out this problem. So this knowledge must be with most of the environmental engineers, biochemical engineers, microbiologists, which I am seeing that they don't have right now.
Looking ahead, what trends do you foresee in the costs and investments associated with wastewater management globally?
Yeah, I can see, but not so much, because industrialists are not very keen. They don't have keen interest to sort out this problem. They are just interested in their own money, how to earn money. They don't have much interest how to sort out this critical issue, which will create a havoc in the future.
And now, what are some of the key issues that are holding back your industry from advancement?
When I operate some effluent treatment plant, I must have a basic and thorough knowledge of that plant. That what kind of effluent is coming, what are the characteristics, what are the pollutants present in their wastewater, and how do I treat their wastewater? By which type of technologies? By either physicochemical or biological? See, I believe that biological system is one of the best treatment system in the scientific world, where you don't have to invest much. While in physicochemical, you must have so many funds. And without funds, you cannot treat the wastewater. While by adopting biological treatment or biological methodology, you can treat easily without funding much investment. So one should have a good knowledge of microbiology to treat the effluent treatment plant. I am seeing since so many years that most of the people are doing very fantastic research, but not applied, I would say. See, when I do any kind of research, I believe that I should have some applied research, which should be applicable to the society.
It seems that interest and research in this field is growing, but are there any obstacles?
Most of the researchers, 90%, not 90, 90 plus percent researchers are just publishing papers in high-impact factor journals, attending so many conferences around the world. So I do not believe in this scenario. Everybody knows, but they are just for their own progress. That how do I progress myself?
So is there a remedy to this issue?
Yeah, Mona, actually, I am working in private industry, and I am seeing since last 15 to 20 years that industrialists are only interested in earning money, how to earn the money. They are not much interested in how to sort out the problem which we are facing. And they don't have a vision that if we do not sort out this problem at present, then this will be a havoc for the future generation. They are just insisting to their employees, and they are just interested in how to earn money. How do I earn money more? I don't have any, I am not interested in this problem solution.
Is India a leading country specifically in dire need of wastewater management?
India do not have much research within the premises of this wastewater microbiology. I am seeing that Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, they are having good research team for this sector. So India should have, and I am planning to manage this sector, which will have a good research team.
And what is the key point that you'd like to convey that would advance wastewater research?
This is the field where you will have some interest, and you will sort out the problems which will come in the future. This will be benefited to your future generations. Being a scientist, I must believe that whatever research I do must be applicable to the society. I don't believe in patent. I don't believe in publications in high impact factor journals. If I publish my paper in 0.001 impact factor, but it must have some applications to the society. People can use my data for their research. So this is what I believe personally. You are doing research by taking funds from the government, and these funds are from local public, that you should have this thought. So if you are doing research, you should have some kind of research which will be applicable to the society, because you are using money from the society, from the people.
Thank you so much, Dr. Malinshaw, for all your time today. When plumbing and wastewater is flowing and being treated, everything is fine and dandy. But when wastewater facilities fail, that's when society as a whole collapses. Now, that may be a bit of an overstatement, but it does result in catastrophic failure. In July of 2021, the Hyperion Water Reclamation Plant in California failed, which resulted in millions of gallons of raw sewage flooding the surroundings and being dumped directly into the Pacific Ocean. In the following weeks, citizens and surrounding cities have begun complaining of the lingering stench and health concerns caused by the odor and potential exposure to the raw sewage in the water. Piney Point in Florida also experienced something similar when a plant dumped more than 200 million gallons of sewage into Tampa Bay after a leak in 2021. Hundreds of millions of gallons of wastewater remain at Piney Point and have still not been cleaned up. So with all the aging facilities across the U.S., wastewater infrastructure is a crisis that no one wants to talk about. I'm Christy Yai. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you right back here next time on The Cost of Everything. Mm-hmm.